It is time for worship and wellness, friends. The best way to start your day. Stay happy and healthy. Today's in is called the Refreshing Way. Start your day the Refreshing Way. There's quiz time with questions and testimonies. Always a time for prayer. It's your worship and wellness broadcast. Start your day, in your day, the Refreshing.
Good morning, everyone. God bless each one of you. We were having a little bit of a challenge this morning, but nothing the Lord can't resolve. Praise the Lord, from whom all blessings flow. It's time for our opening prayer. My wife, Undreamed Of, will take us to the throne of grace.
Good morning. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we come before you, thanking you for this day of preparation, thanking you for another opportunity to be able to open your word and to be able to gain wisdom. We ask for the anointing words to be granted to our pastor, for you to fill him with your spirit and bless us as we continue to grow in grace and wisdom. For this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Our opening song is It's About Time for the Coming.
It's about time for the coming of Christ, your King. It's about time, O Christian. It's about time. It's about time.
Good morning, everyone. Again, it's time to talk about the Good Shepherd. The Good Shepherd. Let's pray. Father in heaven, thank you so much for this day. We thank you for being a Good Shepherd, and we thank you that we have the opportunity to prepare for the Sabbath today, that we might spend extra time with the Good Shepherd on the Sabbath. We ask that you would bless us in our preparation. In Jesus' name, amen. The Good Shepherd. Jesus simply said in John 10, verse 11, I am the Good Shepherd. Every soul is as fully known to Jesus as if he or she were the only one for whom the Savior died. The distress of everyone touches his heart. The cry for aid reaches his ear. He came to draw all unto himself, and he bids them, follow me. And his Spirit moves upon their hearts to draw them to come to him. Many refuse to be drawn. Jesus knows who they are. He also knows who gladly hear his call and are ready to come under his pastoral care. He says, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. John 10:27. He cares for each one as if there were not another on the face of the earth. It is not the fear of punishment or the hope of everlasting reward that leads the disciples of Christ to follow him. They behold the Savior's matchless love, revealed throughout his pilgrimage on earth, from the manger of Bethlehem to Calvary's cross. And the sight of him attracts, it softens, and subdues the soul. Love awakens in the heart of the beholders. They hear his voice, and they follow him. As the shepherd goes before his sheep, himself first encountering the perils of the way, so does Jesus with his people. When he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, John 10:4. The way to heaven is consecrated by the Savior's footprint. The path may be steep and rugged, but Jesus has traveled that way. His feet have pressed down the cruel thorns to make the pathway easier for us. Every burden that we are called to bear, he himself has borne. Though now he has ascended to the presence of God and shares the throne of the universe, Jesus has lost none of his compassionate nature. Today, the same tender, sympathizing heart is open to all the woes of humanity. Today, the hand that was pierced is reached forth to bless more abundantly his people that are in the world. And they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand, John 10:28. The soul that has given himself to Christ is more precious in his sight than the whole world. The Savior would have passed through the agony of Calvary that one might be saved in his kingdom. He will never abandon one for whom he has died. Unless his followers choose to leave him, he will hold them fast. Desire of Ages 480 to 483. Amen. God is good, my brothers and sisters, and that's a beautiful reading. Just for one, Christ would have died, and he's not going to let us go. We can leave him, but he's not going to push us out. And so that's a beautiful thought. We have a good shepherd. Let's serve him. Let's follow him. Amen. Father, thank you so much for the good shepherd, Jesus Christ. Thank you for sending him. Thank you that you were in him, so to speak. As it says, God was in Christ, reconciling the world to himself. I pray, Lord, that you be with us today, that on this preparation day, we will be ready for your holy Sabbath, but we'll commune with you even starting now. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Our next agenda will be the Torso Saw, where we'll take a little 8-minute intermission, and then we'll hear from Sister Lenny, who's giving our health message for today. May God bless and keep you as we move forward.
In the state of Pennsylvania, there's a one-of-a-kind place where healing is the feeling, north of the Mason-Dixon line. You might enter with diabetes and have it reversed by fasting and feasting on good food from the earth. In the state of Pennsylvania, there is help for your heart. Reverse hypertension with a brand new start. Need an answer to cancer? It may shock you to know God's healing plants are His natural chemo. Escape to Torso, north of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might be feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. And if you want to know, you must come and see. Your abnormalities may be autoimmune. Butter, meat, eggs and cheese line your greasy spoon. Get new freedom if you're bound to diseases the whole nine. Learn to eat from the ground north of the Mason-Dixon line. Do you feel enslaved? Are you stressed and depressed? Your life can be saved. You can feel refreshed. Now you need to be pampered, and you need to find rest. So stop being hampered. This is life at its best. Escape to Torso, north of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might be feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. And if you want to know, battle of the bulge will be your tattletale. When you look at the floor and you can't see your feet, just knock on our door. We will show you how to eat. Are you frying your brain with you can break every chain, your addiction can stop. Smoking and drinking will give you a stroke. We will light up your life so you don't have to smoke. Escape to Torso, north of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might be feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. And if you want to know, you must come and see. No disease at this time, but there's strife in your life. Ill treatment is a crime between husband and wife. If you need some advice, we will show you how you can get married twice by renewing your vow.
If thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, for I am the Lord that healeth thee.
This song that you hear is better than new birth, because year after year, more ashes to ashes, more earth to Solomon said, why die before your time? If you think with your head, you're still in your prime. Escape to Torso, north of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might leave feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. And if you want to know, you must come and see. Yes, you must come and see. And if you want to know, you must come and see. Come and see.
Amen. We will now hear from Sister Lenny, and she will share with us what we can do for ourselves. And if I didn't say that correctly, she will correct me.
Good morning. Happy Friday. In regard to that which we can do for ourselves, there is a point that requires careful, thoughtful consideration. I must become acquainted with myself. I must be a learner always as to how to take care of this building, the body God has given me, that I may preserve it in the very best condition of health. I must eat those things which will be for my very best good physically, and I must take care to have my clothing such as it will conduce to a healthful circulation of the blood. I must not deprive myself of exercise and air. I must get all the sunlight that is possible for me to obtain. I must have wisdom to be a faithful guardian of my body. I should do a very unwise thing to enter a room with in perspiration when I am already cool. I should show myself an unwise steward to allow myself to sit in a draft and thus expose myself so as to take cold. I should be unwise to sit with cold feet and limbs and thus drive back the blood from the extremities to the brain or internal organs. I should always protect my feet in damp weather. I should eat regularly of those healthful foods which will make the best quality of blood, and I should not work intemperately if it is in my power to avoid doing so. And when I violate the laws God has established in my being, I am to repent and reform and place myself in the most favorable condition under the doctors God has provided, pure air, pure water, and the healing precious sunlight.
Mm-hmm.
We can do things that give us good blood by eating foods that don't fever our blood. We can exercise and get fresh air. We can drink plenty of water. We can get out in the sun. We must ask God to help us to do all these things, because without Him, it cannot be done. This reading is coming from the Medical Ministry, page 230. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day.
Amen. What a blessing that was. What a blessing that was. All right, my friends. Roll call time. We have representation from South Carolina on Facebook, South Carolina. We have Virginia. We have North Carolina. Praise God. And on the call, we have Delaware, New Jersey. We have Ohio. We have Indiana. We have Georgia. We have Ohio again, and we're your servants here in Pennsylvania. We have a good morning, happy Friday from Brother Peyton. I'm going to reach out to him a little bit later today. And phone lines are open. If you have anything you'd like to share, press star 6. It is 6:25, so we have plenty of time. We like to cut it off at the top of the hour at the latest. And I want to let you know that Sister Cavan sent a message that she arrived safely in Bermuda. So thank you all for praying for her. And is there anyone? I don't know whether she's able to be on this morning. Remember, there were certain options that we can't see if people are on using internet radio. But she did thank us for keeping her connected to the Torso family. I want to remind you that we have service on tomorrow at 12. That's our Zoom church service. So please join us. We look forward to what the Lord is going to share with us. And we want to encourage you. Let's get ready for the Sabbath day as early as possible so we're not rushing at the end. And there is one person that we have. We'll go ahead and take that call at this time. It's actually Sister Lenny, and we'll go ahead and get her back on. Good morning, Sister Lenny, again.
Good morning again. I have been really thinking about the sister that lives in Tennessee, and she was, I think she went to Florida and was caring for her mother. Mm-hmm. She's been on my mind a lot. I'm just asking that we pray for her and that if you speak to her, let her know that, you know, we're thinking about her and praying for her. And it was another young lady. I think she was from Maryland. The two of them have really been on my mind, and I have been praying for them. I just want them to know that we're thinking about them.
Amen. We'll definitely pass that on. I do believe my wife has been in touch with her recently, and I know that she wants us to keep praying for her mother, and I don't believe she's doing too well. So she's thinking her mom may not be with her much longer. So definitely that was probably the Holy Spirit impressing you to just call her out. So yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
All right. You're welcome.
If I can go ahead and give an update. I do keep in touch with our dear sister from Tennessee on a weekly basis. Her mom is 102, and her stage of dementia is pretty critical. There are times when she doesn't recognize who our dear sister is. So it is challenging still caring for her mom. She lost a brother a few months ago, and they decided not to share that with the mother. Not that it would have even really made that much of a difference, but they decided as a family not to bother doing that, just because of the mind of their mother's condition right now. So keep her in prayers. Otherwise, she's doing very well. She's been traveling. She became another grandmother. She has had some time away from the care of her mom so that she could spend some time with her new granddaughter and son and daughter-in-law up here in the D.C. area. So she is staying faithful. She's been doing a lot of personal studies, and she's been growing very strong in the Lord. And she does want us to know that all is well, considering things with her mom. But she has placed those matters in the Lord's hands, and she knows that time is short, and that she just wants to keep doing all she can for the Lord while she's able to. So thank you for asking about her. I will let her know that you have been praying for her. And as far as our spiritual needs, her and her family are doing great. We are in touch with them, of course, on a regular basis. And she has been really helping a lot with our ministry, helping us with things on the back end, on the computer side. So my husband has been using her in every possible way that he can use her without putting too much on her plate, because, of course, you know, she is a mom of three little ones. And so, you know, we have to be very conscientious as to how her time has been spent and to what she's been tasked to do for the ministry. But she's doing great, and her parents just celebrated her in-laws, I should say, just celebrated their 34th wedding anniversary. That actually is going to be coming up this upcoming week. So the family is doing great overall. But thank you for praying for them and keeping them in mind. But as far as anything urgent happening, just so you know, all is well.
Amen. Amen. Well, there's no one else in the queue, so we'll just go ahead and pray. You can go ahead and have prayer.
Oh, okay. I didn't hear that. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank you for this time to come together and to have this short time of devotional worship. And we thank you, Lord, for giving us your word. May we meditate on it and be able to even expand more. Give us the light that we need so that we can continue to grow in grace and wisdom. And we do pray for our brothers and sisters, those that are in need of prayer. We know that there's been losses, and we know there's been financial crisis, and there's just been just really tough and challenging situations that each of us have had to endure. May we look for you for that everlasting strength. We thank you for the traveling mercies given to our dear sister as she made her way to Bermuda. And we just pray, Lord, that her family visitation would be a blessed one. And we thank you for our dear sister Lenny having concern about others. And we just thank you, Lord, that all has been well with each of them. And we just pray that you will continue to impress us to pray for those in need, because, of course, every moment of a person's life is unknown to us. It's only known to you. So as you impress us to pray for others, may we do as we are being impressed to do so. May you bless every heart on this line and help us today to be prepared for your holy Sabbath. These things we pray and ask in the precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. But he shall receive a hundredfold now in this time, houses and brethren and sisters and mothers and children and lands with persecution, and in the world to come, eternal life.
Therefore, if we do our part in faith, God would open ways before us now, undreamed of. God bless you.
Happy Preparation Day, and it's time for our closing song. I will trust in the Lord.
I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord till I die. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. till I